Try to count how many foreign films you've seen in your life. If you're like most Americans, you've probably only watched a handful.
99% of the film presented on the screen in the United States are produced in the United States, which means that to the point where the American public has lost the habit of reading a film with subtitles. We have to convince them.
That's WMU French professor Vincent Deroche. For the last 12 years, he's helped organize the Francophone Film Festival in Kalamazoo. The festival this week will show 7 feature films and 6 short films produced in the French-speaking world. Deroche says there are more people who speak French than you might think.
About half of Africa has French as official language. And we can even say that French is more an African language right now than a European one. This is a great experience to see how they tell stories and what is the reality there.
In fact, many of the films chosen for the Francophone were shown at a Canadian film festival in Montreal called Vues d'Afrique, which translates to Visions of Africa or Movies from Africa. Chad Burke was one of the WMU students who went with Deroche to the festival last summer. He's been to Paris 6 times, but Burke says going to Vues d'Afrique gave him a glimpse of cities we know very little about.
Certain cities that you might think, you know, antediluvian or outdated or out of touch, and seeing how much of a metropolis they actually are, and kind of breaking down some of those, you know, stereotypes.
On Thursday night, the festival will show the film Grey Matter, the first film about the genocide in Rwanda to actually be made in Rwanda. WMU student Michelle Tomasco got to meet the film's director.
He did it in a way that wasn't violent, but it still portrayed what happened and how much of a struggle it was for the country. I feel like it served it justice because other people who didn't live through it have portrayed it in their own vision, which, you know, isn't quite as accurate as it would be from someone who experienced it firsthand.
Deroche says while the U.S. makes films about Africa, we rarely get to hear from the Africans themselves.
Sometimes we have American films that will take place in Africa, but it's always, nearly always, the story of one American person having adventures in there, interacting for a brief moment towards terrible problems and then leaving.
The festival isn't all documentaries. There are historical films like Toussaint, about the slave rebellion in Haiti during the 1700s.
J'ai décidé de doter Saint-Domingue d'une constitution. Je vous protège.
Dramas like Mesnak, a Native American version of Shakespeare's Hamlet, the first Native American film in French.
Ça aurait dû jamais arriver, cette affaire-là.
C'était un accident.
And some films that defy genres, like Lawrence Anyways, about a male-to-female transsexual and her lover.
Je t'aime tellement, il faut que je t'aime comme je suis.
Je comprends pas.
Je veux être une femme.
The Francophone Film Festival not only brings world films to Kalamazoo, but also a few of their filmmakers. The audience will get a chance to meet the directors of Mesnak and The Weight of the Oath, a story about two men in a West African hunter's fraternity shrouded in mystery. The audience will pick their favorite feature film and a short. The winning directors get cash prizes and a golden kazoo. All of the films will have English subtitles. And though you may not be a fan of reading during your movie, Vincent Deroche says it opens up a world of creativity.
We forget that cinema is a universal art, just like music is. With subtitles, we can access culture from across the planet. So this is what we offer here.
The Francophone Film Festival starts tomorrow at the Little Theater in Kalamazoo. For showtimes and more info, go to WMUK.org.